Does anybody want breakfast? Guys, let's go. I'm leaving for McDonald's in 5 seconds.
Why didn't you start with that?
The Breakfast Stampede Meal. It's only at McDonald's, where there's a meal for every morning.
And nothing says morning like a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get this all-time favorite for just $2 on the $1-$3 menu. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Here we go.
How do you see me? Because I'm like in a small little screen.
I see your headboard and I see your lamp.
No, I'm saying like you have my big screen on.
Yeah, I see your big screen. Yeah, you're across. You look cool. You look awesome. Okay. So good evening, everybody. My name is Just Heck, and this is Just Another Podcast. Tonight, my special awesome guest, special awesome guest, is Carla Montolio, social media influencer. Okay, you can catch her on Instagram, all right? She's, I would say she's starting up as an influencer, but she's got quadruple the amount of subs than I'll ever have, probably. I don't know. So she started her page, I don't even know how long ago, and you already in the thousands. I'm at like 75. So needless to say, she knows what she's doing. Okay. She's pretty good at what she does so far. And I could see one of my reasons for having her on the show was, one, I have no idea, you know, I know what a social media influencer is from afar. We make jokes about social media influencers. People my age, because I'm old, you know, whatever. But I say that to say that, you know, it's a big industry. It's becoming a big industry, and it's fast becoming a part of our economy, so to speak. And so when I reached out and I was like, you know, I want to interview somebody who is going to be a challenge for me personally to interview. And Carla Montolio, you know, she opted to be my guinea pig. So, you know, here we go. How are you doing, Carla? How are you doing today?
I'm good.
You good? What's going on right now? She's just at home, just chilling.
Slugging it out, quarantine style.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. Mm-hmm. So, Carla, my first question to you, right? Who is Carla Montolio?
Wow, that's hard.
No, right? Because, you know,
I don't like people ask me about me. Like, yeah. I don't know. I'm Carla, right? I'm 22.
Right.
I have 8 siblings.
Wow, it's a lot. but you're Dominican, right?
Yes,
Dominican. So that's a normal number, though. That's a regular sized family. That's like, you know.
For who?
You know. Okay.
A lot of us. I don't remember half their birthdays.
Oh my God! Yeah. I know there's at least 2 that you should remember. You better remember.
I have the calendar. Okay.
Because if not, oh my God, the holy fire that will rain down on you. I know it's a hard question, though, because you're only 22. And at 22, you're barely an adult. And really, you don't become an adult until you're like 25, 26. So, you know, basically,
it doesn't start to hit you until 25. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you know, it's, You know, it's you're just at the legal drinking age. I mean, you can walk into a bar and not have to show a really creepy fake ID anymore. You know, you can just walk in and be like, hey, whatever. Yeah. We've all, trust me, all fake IDs are bad. They're never good. We're dumb enough to think that they are good, but they are all bad. Okay. So, you know, so who is Carla Montolio, the social media influencer, though?
I would say that she is just trying to give these girls a little bit more confident in their, and, you know, and give them a little bit of spirit, because I know some girls are like very insecure and like they hide behind a screen or they don't want to post anything. They barely want to go outside with like, you know, like if they go outside, it's like with like covered up. It could be hot as days outside and they all they're doing is just covering it up. And like, I feel that, you know,
right.
I feel that for them. So it's like, just making sure that they know, like, you know, we are here to let them know, like, you know, we all have a voice and we all have a different style. And, you know, you should own your style.
Okay.
And that's pretty much it.
Okay, awesome. So your movement is about positive body image.
Yeah.
Okay. And why do you think that that's important? Why is that important?
It's important because if right now the plus size community is thriving. You know, it's getting there now. Back in the day, it's like you're only seeing models like Victoria's Secret models, for example. You're only seeing them, and it's like, yo, like I want to, like, you know, when little girls see that, you're like, I want to be that. I want to be like that. I want to be a Victoria's Secret model. This is why Victoria's Secret doesn't have plus size model, and they still haven't changed their rules. They don't have plus size.
Right.
And that's making other girls, especially kids that are growing up in this generation, you know, insecure. And it shouldn't be like that. People shouldn't think like, oh, you need to be skinny to find a man. You need to be skinny to be beautiful. You need to be skinny to do all these things. Like, that's not the case.
Right.
So it's important for us that the people that we do this are showing that.
Okay. Awesome. Definitely. Yeah. Society, to me, is come a long way, because I remember, you know, we didn't say plus size, we just said fat. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Which is derogatory. It's hurtful. It can be definitely hurtful. And, you know, I've seen your page, and I could see it inspiring a generation of women who would cover up. And you're out there and you're just showing, you know, you're showing that you can have curves and still be confident in how you are. And no, I think that that's awesome, to be honest with you, you know, and I feel like that's needed. It's definitely needed, especially with young women, especially young women of color. And I can recall, like, when I worked in like after school programs and stuff like that, and there would be young girls who would like draw pictures. And it would be blonde hair, blue-eyed girls. And I'd be like, well, why are you drawing that? Why don't you draw a picture of yourself? And they'd be like, no, I like this better. And that's part of that is like the media. You know, what's pretty? What was pretty in years ago, pretty was blonde hair, blue eyes, size -3. You know what I'm saying? Girls that look hungry all the time. I mean, it is what it is, you know? I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm definitely going to tell my age. So when I was a kid, my crush was Brooke Shields, a young Brooke Shields. And she was like a -1. Like, she, you know, but she didn't have the blonde hair, but she was, you know, she's Caucasian, long hair, and skinny. And that was the thing. I was like, oh, you know, I'm in love with Brooke Shields. And they would laugh at me, be like, okay, you're crazy. But, you know, that was the image. And there's you know, I see who was your inspiration when you decided to create that platform?
It wasn't just who, it was like it was multiple, because again, I was still following girls that were like going to work out, going to the gym, you know, having muscles and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then there was this one girl that she blew up. Her name was Crystal Hernandez.
Mm-hmm.
She was the main one that I was like, wow. I was like following. And then that's when I, after her, I started following these other girls that were like plus size. And then I was like, okay, wow, like, you know, like I've never seen this side. I've been hidden from this community because of my followers. Right. I didn't have like a diverse following. I just had like skinny girls, models, and fitness things and stuff like that. Like, oh my God, I can't wait to lose weight, but I want to look just like that.
Wow.
And then once I started following Christy Hernandy, I did take, she had like a free online course. I wanted to know what she was about and how, you know, what, you know, just more about her. And then when she said it, like, she deleted all that negative things. Mm. And started following the people that she believed that she should be following. People like that basically relate to her.
Definitely.
So I made a whole Instagram cleanse. I said, I love that. I cleansed my Instagram, started following people that I actually follow. And that gave me more, you know, inspiration. It definitely helped me a lot in confidence wise to actually do this.
Right.
So that's when I started making TikTok and stuff like that. And, you know, your girl's just trying to blow up on TikTok.
You made some funny videos, too. Some of those videos are hilarious. Yeah, definitely. Especially there was one that you made about a future guest that I plan on having on the show, Stephen Colefield, who is, yeah, that one was hilarious. He was checking for it. I was dying. You was checking for his follow. One. Yeah.
That one. That was private. Nothing tells you. Oh.
Oh my God. It was hilarious.
That was funny.
It was hilarious. I was like, yo, Carla is funny. I was like, she is funny. She definitely has, you definitely have what it would take to make it, because you're relatable. You're relatable, and you know, you're, I don't think, you know, maybe 5 years from now, you know, you might become industry. I don't know. But right now, like, you have that kind of relatability to you that people can talk to you, or that, you know, you could have like a regular conversation with you or whatever, and it would be dope to say this, just so to speak.
Yeah, like, it doesn't matter if it's like, you know, if it's like personal, funny. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Now, being 22,
23 is what?
Yes, you're going to be 23 this year, yes. Now, being 22 and a half, right?
Yeah. I like that.
Yes, 22 and a half. Trust me, you'll want the clock to slow down. The older you can, don't rush. Take your time. 22 is a great number. I'm going to tell you. But anyhow, growing up as Carla Montolio, and you have 8 siblings, so obviously you're in the middle somewhere, right? What was that like growing up as Carla Montolio in such a big house? And not a big house, but in a big family, so to speak, because there's 8 of you guys. You know what I'm saying? So.
I mean, when I was little, I barely remember my childhood. So I can remember is like, we didn't really all grow up together in the same house.
Right.
It was all different, but we would all still visit each other. Like, they will come here. I will go over there. We will go to New York. You know, we will go around.
Right.
But we were still close and connected because, you know, my dad kept that relationship. we kept siblings. But for now, we're step siblings, but we don't ever say to people, oh yeah, she's my stepsister. No, she's my sister. We don't say that.
Half sister. Stepsister is when you're
half sister. Mm-hmm. But we never say that. Like, I don't see, you know, my sisters as my half sisters. I don't see that. I just see them as my sisters.
Okay.
When explaining it to someone, I'll explain it like they're my sisters, but then when they're like, oh, so they're half sisters, I'm like, no, they're my sisters.
Right.
Well, half.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, just out of respect, it's just, you know, they're my sisters because I've been with them for so long now. And since I was a kid, they took care of me, changed my diapers, you know.
Definitely. Definitely.
They're still changing my diapers.
They're still changing your diapers.
Well,
oh, man. Okay. Okay. Do you have a favorite childhood memory, so to speak? You have a favorite memory that you could always, you always think about when you growing up? It doesn't have to be as a small kid. It could have been like a teenager, which was literally like 5 years ago. whatever the case may be. Do you have a favorite childhood memory growing up? Maybe honestly, it was a Christmas. Yeah.
It was during quarantine when we all had COVID.
Okay.
We all
took COVID.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What was that like? So you're a COVID survivor.
Don't get COVID.
Don't get COVID.
Don't get COVID.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. We all 10 of us had COVID, and it was actually, I actually didn't mind that we all had COVID because we actually spent time together because everyone was here, you know, everybody was here. Cesar, her, Janae, Josie, Cookie, they were all here. So I liked being.
Those are all your brothers and sisters.
Yes, they were all here.
Okay.
So being with them was like the highlight of like the whole year.
Oh, okay.
Since we were COVID survivors.
COVID survivors. Okay.
Oh, man. Get added and be like, okay.
So there you go. Okay. And what did you cherish about that? What did you enjoy about that time?
I guess it's because we've been apart for so long, especially with COVID, and especially because I didn't go to Christmas or New Year's,
right?
Because I know Bobby and Mommy were over there for the holidays, but I didn't go, and so I haven't seen them in a while. Yes, right. I travel here and there to go, you know, to Jeanette's house or something like that, but it's not the same with being as a whole family. It's not the same. So it's different. Right. You know, we had our ups and downs, but it was still nice having
okay. them. Awesome. Okay. So here's my next question, right? So you're a social media influencer now, right? When did it dawn on you that this was what you wanted to become? Because prior to that, did you always want to be a social media influencer, or like, what was your career path? What did you see yourself as before you thought about becoming a social media influencer?
Yes, I always wanted to do it, but I never had the courage or motivation to do it because I just didn't know how, and I didn't really apply myself to do it. I just thought it looked nice at the beginning when I was like a viewer.
Right.
So it's like, I guess during quarantine, you have so much to think about, and you know, you have nothing to do. Like, what else are you going to do?
Right.
So
right.
It's like you have a lot of downtime. So I said, okay, let me see how this works. So I did my research. I did a lot of YouTube videos. I went on TikTok. I started doing TikTok just to watch the time go by too. Mm-hmm. And I've seen people making money off this. I was like, if I can just do this at home and make some money, like, wow, in quarantine, let me try to blow up. Why not?
Why not? Right.
Right. That was my mindset at the beginning, but it's also like, you don't know how much work they go into unless you start doing it, you know, because it's a lot of work. If people don't understand, it's a lot of work. They think that, yes, we're probably laying down in bed posting a cute little picture that we took 7 weeks ago. And just, I can talk hello, you know. It's a lot of work when it comes to, like, scheduling the shoot, scheduling the outfits that you're going to wear, scheduling the content you're going to do. Are you going to do a reel? Are you going to do a photo? Are you going to do... Yeah. A story time. What are you going to do to bring your viewers in and to keep them coming?
So before you get into all that, when did you know, though, like, to you, like, so what did you want to be before you became a social media influencer?
I mean, it's not that what I wanted to be. It's like I'm still pursuing what I wanted to do. Like, I'm going to school to become a dental hygienist.
Awesome.
Okay. So I'm still in school to become a dental hygienist. It's not, you know, just because I'm becoming an influencer, it's not going to stop me from you know, becoming a dental
hygienist. Okay, awesome.
So it's also like.
So then when did you know that you wanted to, like, that? When did you know, when was the moment when you felt like, oh shit, I could do this? When was that moment? When did that happen?
I can't recall.
Okay.
It was mostly just like after I had the appendicitis.
Okay.
Even though I was doing a lot of
appendicitis.
Yes.
Okay. And was that your near death moment? Was that your near death moment for you?
Yes, it was a life struggling challenge. It was very hard. Okay. Don't get
don't get appendicitis. Oh my God. Okay. So don't get COVID. Don't get appendicitis.
Don't get appendicitis.
Okay. So it was after you had the appendicitis.
It was after I had the appendicitis. Cause again, I was making a lot of TikToks and I was posting a lot of stuff on Instagram. you know, myself and whatever. And after the surgery, I felt like blah, like I felt blah.
Right.
So, because it's like, it also it like blocked me out because it's like now I have to deal with the surgery, the complications of the surgery, the scar of my stomach. Like, I don't want to post in any of like anything near. I just want to post here. I don't want to post nothing. That I don't want to be in a crop top. I don't want to be anything. Like, it's just ugly.
Okay.
And then I was just like, you know what? Like, it is what it is. I'm going to have it forever.
Right.
Cessa's wife was telling me she had one too. And she's like a size zero. I was like, okay, so it's not because I was unhealthy. It was just, happened to one in a million. I had to be that one in a million, but you know.
Right.
It's like, okay, fine. I'm being paranoid and insecure about something that I never was insecure about until the scar. It's just a scar. People are going to ask about it. It is what it is. I got to get over myself. Right. It's going to go away anyways. It's going to heal. So I guess that kind of like that put me like, okay, let me do this. I can do this. I will start. So okay. Actually the first picture that I ever posted on Instagram was with the pretty little thing, bralette. And I actually posted the scar, like very visual. That picture blew up a lot. That was like,
awesome.
I go back on it.
That's awesome. Okay.
If I go back on it, I tell you right now, it blew up a lot. It definitely gave me the attention that I needed. Yeah, it reached like 12,000 people.
Wow.
Yeah, and 27 wow. like saved it. 20 people forwarded it to other people. 41 comments, and then you know, wow. 1,000 likes, stuff like that.
Wow.
So that one blew up, right. And that made me more confident, you know, about sharing the fact that I had the scar and I didn't let it go.
Right, and also body image too.
Yes,
I mean, just well, that is body image, but that everything that wraps into that. So that was the moment. How did you realize it? That was your moment. How do you feel realizing that right now?
Well, I was just a sad person.
I hear you.
It was scary.
Sometimes these moments happen for you and you don't even realize it, that those are like the turning points, because especially right now at your age, life is moving really fast. It's moving like, you know, every day is zooming through and you're kind of just, you're living life and you're still trying to figure out what works for you and what doesn't and stuff like that. But that's awesome.
The life, but yeah.
That's awesome that man. 12,000, man, that's crazy. That is crazy. That's awesome. That's dope. Good for you. So, man, so that was your moment, right? So now you're this, now you're full throttle into it, on top of having a regular 9-to-5, right? Because you have a regular job and you're in school to be a dental hygienist. How do you have the energy for all that?
No, I take naps.
She takes naps. Take nap.
I have a set schedule.
Right.
If you fix my schedule of sleeping,
right,
it's just gonna be a grumpy Carla. Carla, I don't understand. And it's not even that I'm sleeping so much to the point where, like, you know, like to the point where, like, I'm not like, because people say that people that are plus size aren't healthy and that's why they need to sleep a certain amount. No, I am just a tired person that does three things. Okay.
Right. No, you got a busy schedule
and a social life. Like, I'm trying to keep up with a social life. Like,
right.
When your friends text you, you want to come out?
Well, you know, I mean, it's COVID, so there's COVID. This COVID. As I said, I don't know about, like, the social life. COVID,
saying, like, you know,
yeah, I got you.
It's a lot of naps. Just take naps.
A lot of naps. So that Carla Montolio. That's Carla Montolio's secret to remaining. To remaining energetic, take a lot of naps. You brought up a good point though, right? You said that people make comments about how, like, the plus size community, it's an unhealthy lifestyle, and some may even challenge the notion of, you know, you're glorifying, you know, being plus size when there's health risks to living that lifestyle? And what are you, what is your answer to that?
It's 50-50. Some girls are actually healthy. They just look a certain way, but they're actually healthy. You know what I mean? And some girls are not as healthy. And it's taking a toll on them, but that's not letting them stop them from, you know, becoming, being who they are.
Right.
It's just, it's such as you're not going to put them down for that. You know, it's like, they need to realize when they want to change for themselves, you know, you shouldn't tell them, oh, you know, cause I see a lot of hate comments, you know, that they post. Some people say like, you know, oh, it's not beautiful that you think that being big is okay. That it's just
enjoy.
Thanks.
Order breakfast at the McDonald's drive-thru. Tell yourself you'll wait to eat it at work, but it smells way too good. So you eat it right there in the McDonald's parking lot meal. There's a meal for every morning at McDonald's.
Right now, get any size iced coffee for 99 cents until 11 a.m. and pair it with your favorite breakfast sandwich or one of our tasty bakery treats. Price and participation may vary.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
With Metro by T-Mobile, your hard-earned money goes further. This tax season, there's zero fees to switch. Enjoy Metro's lowest price, just $25 a line for 4 lines. Plus, get 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless. Metro by T-Mobile, empowering you to rule your day. All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. No fees on select phones. Limit 1 per line with eligible port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See metrobytmobile.com.
It's unhealthy. You're not healthy at all. Like you're making your body worse. Yada yada yada. Go eat a salad. Yada yada yada.
Right.
But that's not the case. You know, that's not the case. People should be able to realize themselves when they want to change for themselves and for the better. Because I know that after, you know, after the surgery, I know that I always wanted to change my health. Because again, I was like this cute little petite little kid when I was young, and you know, obviously my weight has gained a little bit. And I've changed a lot from that, but I realized it's time to get back on track. It's time to get healthy. It's time to focus on my health. Other things don't really matter to me. Like, how long do I want to keep living?
Right.
And I realized that for myself, that I want to do this for me and only me, not for somebody else, not for no man, not for nothing. This is for me.
Right.
I could still, my thing is I can, cause since I've been on this health journey, I still look like the way I am, but I'm healthy.
Right.
I'm working out, I'm eating better, you know what I mean? But I know that I'm healthy.
Right.
You know, I'm not saying my body was functioning the same way as it was when I was younger, but it's 100 times more better than anything. And it's just balance. It's balance, you know. You still maintain your healthy lifestyle. And then there's sometimes when you want to go out with your friends and go out to dinner, that's fine. You can have a burger. Go have a burger.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's fine. It's balanced.
Definitely.
That's how I see it.
No, I hear you. It's also empowerment.
I'm going to watch this and be like, no, it's not balanced. But it's
balanced. I think there's also empowerment to, you know, in terms of claiming your body image for what it is. There may be a group of people, you know, and even I always wonder, like, where do you get the energy to make a negative comment on something? Like, where did you get from that? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's weird. And it's kind of one of my concerns with Instagram as I voyage into it, and people are like, no, you know, you got to put up clips and you got to draw people. And I'm just like, I'll draw whoever I draw. Like I want quality over quantity. You know what I'm saying? Cause I could buy 2,000 followers, you know, I can buy that like literally. But I'd rather have 75 people who are real and who will enjoy my interview with Carla Montolio as opposed to 1,000 people who are gonna have weird comments about who I'm interviewing or my edits or whatever the case may be. And when I say that, you know, about like, you know, when you say like, you know, people are kind of body, they're trying to shame you in a sense.
Body
shame
you, yeah.
Yeah, and it's weird.
I think they just have nothing better to do with them, with their lives. And also they like, they've grown up a certain way in a certain household that made them think like, you know, being skinny is beautiful. That's just what I think, and that's it gives them no rights to speak what they're going to say to someone that's, you know, that's just trying to do good and trying to feel confident in their own skin. Right. But you're going to have haters. You're going to have people that love you. And that's part of life. And it's just how you take it personally. That's how it's going to be.
That's a good point. It's a very, very good point. Now, we talk about, I think it's a great segue to talk about the struggles of being a social media influencer, because obviously the haters, because it's weird. You know, no one ever wants to claim being a hater, but then when they do it, it's like, you're being a hater. It's like, really? I am? And it's like, yeah, it's like being a hater a little bit. Nobody wants to claim to be a hater, but then they say something or they do something that's within that. What's within that? How do you say the ingredients of being a hater? Okay, you know what I'm saying? Like, number one, being envious. Like, oh yeah, you look cute, and then they kind of give you the side eye a little bit. Like,
I actually had that experience. It was crazy. It was right next to me.
Oh my god, that's sad.
I had my friend come over, and I was wearing a crop top and some pants, and my own family member, I'm not gonna say names.
I don't think you should. I don't think you should.
I don't think I should. I guess I'll say she. I had a crop top, and my friend was here, and my friend was like, oh my god, I love it, I love that top. I was like, okay, if you think I look cute, cool, okay, cool, let's go. And she was like okay, nice, you know, you look nice. I turn my back. She tells my friend, you're not going to give her
constructive criticism? Well, you're not going to.
Exactly. You're not going to give her criticism. Like, she should put something else on. And my friend looks at her and she's like, what is happening?
Oh, no.
And she told me, and I was like, yeah, I'm used to it.
I hear you. So speak about the struggles of being an influencer.
So the struggles is, like, people don't talk about is basically they think that we live this extravagant lifestyle. And I understand
you that. You don't live an extravagant lifestyle? I mean,
that's what we put
you out. Don't live in a mansion? You don't live in a with eight pools, and you got to have a bidet in your house, right? You don't have a bidet? You know what a bidet? Do you know what a bidet is?
One pool.
you know, he said one pool.
Not eight, but I have one. Yeah,
it's one more than me. So, but I'm going to hate on you later. I'm going to go on your page later and hate on you about that. But I'm sorry. So continue, please.
Yes, that's what we put out there. That's just very true. That's what we put out there, but they don't talk about, like, the struggles of actually getting to that point of owning eight pools. You know, it's like you're investing money into yourself. You know, you're investing money for people to see, like, this is who I am, this is me. You're investing money for people to come into your page and look at you and see what you're doing and keeping up with you. You know, that's an investment. But they don't see the background of it. And there's certain influencers that I follow in particular that, you know, they will post some stuff like that of them crying and we all cry.
Right.
They're struggling to a certain extent. Like, sometimes life thinks it hard. Something that doesn't work out that you want it to work out it doesn't end well for you, you know?
Right.
It's also, like, you know, to get to the eight pools and the whole mansion thing, it's a lot of work that we go through and we put into, and a lot of money that we have already, you know, spent to get to where we're at now. And that's what some people don't understand. Yes, we might live this extravagant lifestyle that we show you, but you don't know what we went through to get that lifestyle. You know what I mean?
So
it's hard, and it takes on toll on certain people, and that's why people take a step back and take breaks from Instagram. They don't come back till weeks on end, but they know they have to come back because, again, at the end of the day, that's their livelihood.
Right.
And that's what people don't understand. I'd get that I had a friend that had told me that, you know, that we're fake. We're fake. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, we're not fake. We're just, you know, because if you go on my profile, you know, you'll see that I'm still living at home. I'm still with my parents. I'm still going to school and I'm still working a 9-to-5 job and I'm still doing this.
Right.
So will I get to a point where I'm not going to show that anymore? Yes, because that's when I'm going to be, you know, owning my 8 pools and owning my mansion. Now, yeah. Definitely. But it took some time.
Right.
And it took a lot of money and time.
Definitely.
And that's what they need to start seeing, because nowadays influencers don't actually post that, but they should, because it's like, it's nice to see, like, you know, you have a normal life. It's set aside from this. It's not just about parties and travel and stuff like that. No. There's things that come through it.
Right. Like, you know, take a trip to Target. Don't go grocery shop. Yeah.
But that's true. They people like to see that they went to Target. Wow, you go to another
guy. Definitely. You know, it's funny because social media influencing is a new job. It's created by a new wave of technology. And it's one of those things that people in my generation, some, you know, those who have been able to grasp it have made tons of money off of it. And those, you know, I kind of see myself in the middle. Like, I get it. I get, you know, like you're like a salesman. You're selling, you know, you have some that are selling a lifestyle. And even if they're not living that lifestyle, they can act like they're living that lifestyle and people will buy into that and then buy stuff on, you know, Poshmark or Fashion Nova or whatever the case may be.
This is how we're living this lifestyle because we got there. We made it. You know, we made it.
Right.
But it doesn't give you the right to hate on us for living this lifestyle, because this is what we did. We worked our butt off to get here.
Right.
And I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. You know, because I enjoy it and I love it. And if you want to hate but still follow me, it's okay.
Hey, all right.
That's true. What they do, still follow you, but they still hate.
And I would think, I would counter the person that called you, that said that you were fake, or not you, but that influencers are fake. Because I think there's some that don't live the lifestyle that they present. But I would think somebody like you, you're not presenting a fake lifestyle. You're presenting positive body image. You're presenting women empowerment.
I say that because it's just the way he said it. Like, every influencer is fake, which is not the case.
Right.
Because there's some, okay, fine. And there's some that are, you know, it's just different. It's like, it's very different. But my profile is it's more genuine, you know. It's like, it's about me, you know, my struggles, I'm body positivity, all that. And through time, once you get bigger, it does change, and it does, you know, it does look a little different, but that's just you, you know, evolving. And that's, you know, you're thriving at this point.
Right.
You're getting better, you know, your things are changing. But talk about the fact that what you did in the past to get there.
Right.
That's important, because people should know, you know, like, this is not an easy task. This is not how I was before, but, you know, this is my lifestyle now. If my lifestyle now is living at home, then that's my lifestyle now. But right. If 10 years from now, 5 years from now, my lifestyle is living in a big mansion, you know, then that's my lifestyle now. I got right. here.
Right. Definitely.
You know, don't hate on that, because you weren't following me from the beginning, you know.
Right.
It's definitely,
definitely. You have to celebrate the journey. You have to celebrate it right now. You know, you're at the underdog status. So people are going to root for you. They're going to root for you to win. Okay. But when you get the mansion, you know, things are going to change, only because obviously once you elevate yourself financially, so to speak, you know, how do you present yourself to these same people who have not, or who are still trying, who are still stuck in, you know, their financial situations. And I think also too, you know, you I don't think you realize the full impact of your page, because you represent a lot more than, you know, yes, it's empowering yourself. And that right now that you have to, because you're young and you're still going through the motions of like, who am I as a person? Who am I? You know, right now it's just work, 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 nap, nap, work, 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 dinner, work, work, you know, you know, but you know, like, yeah. But you're definitely, you know, it's about women's empowerment. It's about, you know, self-empowerment. It's about, you know, there's a lot of women out there that even if they're not plus size, they're going through the same thing. And if they see a young lady who's out there, she's flaunting her curves and she's like, listen, I'm beautiful and I'm sexy and I'm this and I'm that. And they look at themselves and be like, man, listen, like I hate myself, but I look at her and she loves herself. So how can I get to where she's at in terms of loving myself? Okay. I think it's an awesome thing that you're doing at such a young age too. Cause I mean, 5 years from now, you're going to be a totally different Carla Montoya. You know, it's an awesome thing. I think you're doing a great thing where a lot of young women your age at this time, they're not trying to carry a movement. They're just like, oh, on Instagram or whatever, you know, just doing the regular mundane things.
But that's okay. It's okay. You know.
Okay.
Okay. If there is, because like I said, there's influencers and there's viewers and there's, you know,
mm-hmm.
but that's okay if they're doing that. But there's a lot of people that are working two jobs, going to school and doing the same thing I'm doing. And there's a lot that just focusing on straight up content and straight up, you know, this is their livelihood. So that's fine. This is what they're living for. This is how they got on top and this is how they're doing it. And that's right. Fine.
Awesome.
People work differently.
You're right. You're definitely right. And it wasn't me taking a shot at like people doing, it's remarkable that you at your age would decide to take on something such as like being loving yourself, right? And you're 22. Like have you figured out who you are yet? You know what I'm saying? And that's a tough thing because you're constantly evolving as a person. So for you to carry that mantle, and that, you know, it's not just you. There's plenty of people that are carrying that mantle with you. But you at your age, you know, for you to take that mantle and be like, yeah, listen, I'm gonna be who I am, and I'm gonna love myself. And if you don't like that, follow somebody else. You know, because I'm, you know, you're there's a lot. In every picture that you take, there's a lot of different messages, a lot of positive messages that you give out. And that's an amazing thing. You know, it's definitely not a knock towards the you know, people that are just living their lives, you know, clicking the hearts on the pictures and stuff like that. No, but it's just, I'm trying to give you your roses, you know, to give you your flowers and say, you know, you're doing a great thing. And not that, you know, when a lot of young women at your age, they struggle with that, you know, and they struggle with trying to figure out who they are or what you are. You've kind of figured it out already, which gives you a head start. So 5 years from now, you probably should be rich. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't know. Got the big grin on your face. Hopefully 5 years from now, I can be, hey, I need a loan. Oh, man. Is there anything you want to say to the people out there about your movement and your brand and stuff like that? Is there anything you want to say to people?
I would say, and I'm saying this to every single woman out there, doesn't matter the size, doesn't matter the shape. You know, I would just say, you know, be genuine to who you are. just be confident in who you are. It doesn't matter. I don't care if you're a size zero or you're a size 12 or 14, 16. It doesn't matter. Be confident in who you are and you know, basically just shine your light. Shine your light. Awesome. Because it's very important to know, like, yes, the plus size community is thriving right now, but you know, I want even fitness models too. I want them to know, like, you know, just do your thing, keep doing your thing, have fun with it. But don't look at someone else and be like, oh, I wish I had this. You're going to get there.
Right.
It's going to take time and it's going to take a lot of patience, you know, but you're going to get there. But don't ever let yourself down just because something looks better than something else. And, or your page looks, this page looks better than your page. Like, it's not doing the best it's right now, but it's going to take a lot of time and commitment to it, you know, and consistency basically.
Definitely.
So that's pretty much.
Awesome. Awesome. Do you have any tips for people that, for people, and it could be women, men, whatever. Do you have any tips for people that want to start out at what, that are thinking about becoming social media influencers? What would you say? What are some tips you would give to someone?
I would say, you know, it's at first it's not going to be easy. I would say do your research. And I would say to honestly, don't start going on online and buying things, like, you know, all these things. And, you know, cause it's, at the end of the day, you know, it's a lot of money that you're going to put through this, but start off small, see whatever you have in your closet, put 12 outfits together, take some cute little pictures. Doesn't have to be, it can be from your iPhone. Doesn't matter. iPhone has an amazing quality.
There you go.
Yeah, three cameras. get yourself an iPhone if you don't have one.
I'm a Samsung person, but whatever. Yes. Yes. It's a shot at me, I guess. Sure. Whatever.
I call you.
Right. Anyway, say your message, please.
But I would say stay consistent. Just stay consistent. Post every single day. But start off small. Start off with your closet. You don't have to spend a lot of money. Just start off with your iPhone, your phone. Even if it's an Android, who cares? It's still phone. Take some pictures. That's it. Get it out there. Let them people know your style. Let show them that you're, you know, who you are, and talk about that and talk about who you are, speak about it, make some posts about it, do some polls, you know, do something cute. But, you know, it's going to get hard through time. And then little by little, you can start investing in it a little bit more. It's going to take a lot of hard work because you have to start, you know, doing emails for brands and pitching yourself out there. So before you pitch yourself out there, find yourself first by starting off small. And then start pitching yourself once you finally have that mindset and that development of who you are and what you're trying to do and what your niche is, basically. So you have to find a niche in order to start this. So get your niche together. Start small. Get your, you know, see what you have in your closet, because I know all these girls have a lot of clothes that we say we don't have. Get it together. Put some cute little outfits together. I'm pretty sure that. Right, we all can have 12 outfits in a matter of an hour. We can figure something out in a matter of an hour with our own closet. We don't need to buy anything, no extra piece. Just, you know, put it all together and put it in one, take some cute pictures, and just stay consistent. Awesome. If you want to invest in yourself a little bit more, then go ahead. Go buy some cute little outfits, go buy some pieces, and tag the brand. That's fine. But just know it's going to take time, money, and consistency. That's it.
Awesome. This was really dope. I'm glad that you graced the podcast. I mean, you're the first guest, so
yes, I'm appreciate the OG.
Definitely. I'm the OG of the
podcast.
Yeah, there you go.
Back at this and be like, oh my god. The first one, yes. First and last.
First and last, nice. I got somebody next week.
If you have more, I was like, oh, we need to do one more.
We'll get you. We'll do one more when you're rich.
Do it in your mansion. But I definitely appreciate you joining me on this podcast. I implore you to continue to do what you're doing. You're gonna, obviously there's gonna be some obstacles in your way, whether it's, you know, people on Instagram or even your own family. You know, sometimes it's hard to understand genius. You know, and I'm not saying that you are a genius, but I will say that you are definitely special in a sense that for you to carry such a heavy pitch or you know, your everything that you're doing is about positivity and self, you know, positivity of self and looking at yourself and being, you know, being not just okay, because being okay is like, oh yeah, I look okay. No, being happy with yourself. That is a very hard thing for people these days. And you're carrying that mantle, and it's awesome. I think it's amazing. And I appreciate you for coming on here, and I urge you to just keep pushing. And you know, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
All right, this is Carla Montolio. I am Just Heck, and this is Just Another Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Have a great night. Take care.
New Extra Charge Hot and Iced Coffee from Dunkin' is made with 20% extra caffeine from green coffee extract, because we could all use a little extra this year. Whether that's an extra boost, some extra boldness, or the drive to go the extra mile, we're extra ready for whatever comes our way and extra excited to take it on. Let's get it done with a medium extra charge coffee from Dunkin' for $2 with 20% more caffeine, and pair it with snackable stuffed bagel minis for an added all-day boost. Order ahead on the Dunkin' app. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Does anybody want breakfast? Guys, let's go. I'm leaving for McDonald's in 5 seconds.
Why didn't you start with that?
The Breakfast Stampede Meal. It's only at McDonald's, where there's a meal for every morning.
And nothing says morning like a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get this all-time favorite for just $2 on the $1-$3 menu. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.